to Survivor with Jamie, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Colleen.
I am Jamie.
I'm the six. I'm the six. I'm the six. It's the six. I'm the six. It's the six.
Welcome to the show, six. Everyone.
We don't vote against the six. Stick with the six. I want to be part of the six. Anyway.
We are here to talk about tonight's episode, episode 8 of season 46. Well, how can I forget? Last week was episode 7. They're never going to let us forget it. Tonight's episode was titled Hide and Seek, and oh my god, this episode was kind of wild and bonkers and like so many different reasons. And I think that there's going to be mixed feelings overall, but I just want to go out there and say that I appreciated that this episode was different.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I do. I appreciate it. From the hide and seek, which was absolutely insane that they, I love that it was just Q and Venus that were like playing it like it was a game, like, you know, like it was part of the actual.
They're both on the, actually on the same page.
They are. I loved that. And I love that everybody else was like, it's just a game, dude. and so from that, and then it was
when we played hide and go seek, when I was a kid, there was a base. Once you found the person, you had to beat them back to the base
before you got tagged. Or
yeah,
if they beat you, then and if everyone beat you, you still were the seeker.
Right, I played that too. That you had to race back to the base. But the kids nowadays do play it because that if you get caught, you have to help look.
So soft.
Why? They don't have to sit at the base. They get to go help.
I don't have to.
They can't run back to the base. They're too busy carrying all their trophies.
Oh my god! All right, you guys are ridiculous.
I got a
regardless
a participation trophies.
It's so heavy. I can't run.
That's just. I'm sorry. I'm calling the kids out today. That is soft. We had to run back.
It is not soft.
That was part of the game. You had to. I see Johnny.
It just makes it harder.
What? No, it makes it
regardless. You're just a hater. Okay, let's talk about the episode. Let's not get distracted here.
Find these people.
It was an S show of a tribal, as Elena has pointed out in the chat. But it was a really fun challenge.
The whole episode was amazing. Like, as far as entertainment goes now,
it was a very entertaining.
Yeah, as far as like slick, stealthy game move, no, nothing in this. Except for Liz, surprisingly. However, for entertainment purposes, this show had like everything. It had everything. It had the chaos. It had like Q is such a fascinating character because he has so much of that like old school like ego thing, and in the new era he's the first one who tried to like vote me out and they did it. He has to stay. Like, he has
honestly
to stay and deal with it.
I think that he has to stay and deal with it. I think he was just playing, like trying to save Tevin, thinking that like he was going to temper tantrum there, and it was kind of set up throughout the rest of the episode, you know, just with his asides and his temper tantrums and whatnot. But I think he was doing that to be like, you know what? I'm going to quit to save my friend. And he was hoping that people would be like, no, don't go. Don't
you.
About the door. They'll vote Tiffany for you.
I think it was more of like his hide and go seek game. He's reading the players. I think he's an extreme.
He's a fascinating player.
He's an extreme overthinker, but he's a coach.
Right.
And every coach has their coaching style. And part of the being a coach is how to read and get the best out of your players or best out of your team or whatever. And I think he knew he wasn't going to go home. I think he knew he was going to throw a wrench into it. And I think he was sitting there thinking, okay, who is going to vote the right way? Is the six done? Because I think the six is done. I just believe the six.
Do you think
six is totally done.
When he was saying, you know, like everybody from here on out, everybody needs to play hard. It's a fresh start. You think that's what he was signaling? Like the sixes were breaking apart. Like,
I don't think so.
I think that was part of it. I think he's done with the six. I mean, there's no.
Yes.
Oh yeah. I mean, even he was trying to get rid of Tiffany. He tried, I mean, bless his heart. Like, he did try. He even, like, tried. He was like, Charlie, when Maria talks to you about the six, just know it's special.
And Charlie's like, I don't think it is.
It's like, what the heck is the six? It's so special. I've never heard of it.
But
y'all seem to hate each other.
I like Elena. Does Q have a
martyr complex? It's the second time he's occurred. I don't think he has a martyr complex. Honestly, I think he has a hero complex. Does he have a Q?
Yeah.
I think he has a hero complex. And
he definitely has a hero complex for sure. I am so with you on that. I'm reading it a little bit differently, though. I feel like every time that he's not on top, he kind of doesn't know what the hell to do with himself.
He doesn't. Like, today, he did not know what to do with himself.
Like,
he decided to threaten to quit. You know he didn't really want to quit.
See, that's how I feel. Like, yeah, I feel like it was like, nobody likes me.
Exactly. I'm going to take my ball and go home. Well, that's fascinating at the same time.
I mean, I loved it. It was entertaining.
Well, you saw what happened last week. Tim didn't listen to him, so he got Tim off.
Yes. But it's so ridiculous because he's going off about the six. Oh, Tiffany mentioned one person's name that's in the six. And now I got to go after Tiffany.
And like, be honest with you, that would have been a right choice.
But she's your number one. If you're going to
get Maria out.
If you're going to base all this off of loyalty to the six, you have now put a target on two different of the six players. You're the enemy to the six. They're not. You are. Because they just mentioned a name, and she's not wrong, you know. But and he said it himself, this is a Q game, and if you're not playing it the way I want it played, then you have to go, because he has to be in control. So I think a lot of this was, he kicked the dirt to see where it landed, but it was sort of like a hissy fit.
Oh, how funny would it have been if they actually had voted him out? Because I think he would have been even more pissed.
I think overall he was pissed about the rice.
He was pissed about the rice.
To be fair, nobody was going to beat Hunter.
No. Right.
No, I mean, exactly. No. But, you know, if I don't know if I'm going to be, if I'm good or not, I have to stay and at least try. You never know. Hunter could slip, fall.
Yep.
Honestly,
I still want to know how they get up there.
I did think that Venus had a good shot of winning.
Yes, I did too. She's the exact.
Yeah, I think that was it.
Yeah, because she's got that build.
She's a little too tall.
I wonder how tall she is with her 5'4".
Oh, she's got to be taller than that, isn't she?
I don't know. She's.
I don't know. I maintain every single week that
she's frozen.
She Venus stopped her. Venus said, "You will not talk anymore."
She's using her power of the gods. I'm gonna check and see how tall she is. I know she's like shorter than 5'9" because she was on the team with all of the.
Maybe because she's all legs, she looks taller. I don't know.
Yeah, she does look like she's a longer person. But I thought she was gonna take it, or that she had a really good chance in taking it. But after watching Hunter hide out in that tree for like an hour, I was like, oh, this whole thing is a setup so we can see how good Hunter is at hanging out up on this thing.
There was just no way. I mean, give Charlie credit for hanging in as long as he did.
That was so much fun.
But, well, you know, Q, there was four people out within 30 seconds. So I get what he was trying to say is, hey. Let's get the rice. But if I'm on the show, I'm competing on every challenge. I'm not sitting.
Okay, Venus is 5'6", and I think we've actually had this question before, or that we've had this discussion. She's 5'6".
Okay, she looks taller. I don't know. Maybe there's a lot of short people on this.
There is like the whole like you got okay. Hunter, Q, Tiffany, Mackenzie. No. There's a few of them that are taller, but remember when they like right at the merge when they had to do the split competition, everyone on the one side was under 5'9". Oh,
that's right.
I think Charlie was the tallest one at 5'9", right? Charlie was the tallest.
We lost the tallest guy in the first week. What's his name? They reference him every week when
because he's a legend, Jelinski, the legend.
Problem is, we're never going to hear from Jelinski again since they don't have the same.
Can you guys hear me?
Now we can.
Okay. Yeah. I'm like completely, my computer screen and everything is like completely shut off. And I don't know how I can still hear you guys, but it's off.
We can actually see you.
You can see me?
Yeah, for real. Oh. Hi.
Victoria said they referenced him several times.
Well, if you guys keep going, I'm trying to figure out why I have two black screens and the thing camera's still working. That's interesting. Okay. Anyway, cool. Good to know.
See you.
But yeah, Jelinski, like we got to start taking shots every single time Jelinski's name is referenced, right?
Yes. And on Twitter, he's on Twitter saying like, like episode 7 and then Jeff won't let me die. I am a legend.
Charlie, it's 40 several.
40 several. Oh my God. He did. Everybody made that joke all week long, right? And he did actually make the 40 several joke. That's so funny. Okay. Anyway, I'm trying to figure out because I can't share my screen to do all the stuff with you guys if I can't turn it on. So anyway, keep going.
It's a giant mystery.
Giant mystery. So. Yeah, but that again, I still would like to see, you know, maybe behind the scenes thing. Do they all have a ladder? I'm sure they have assist. Every production has.
Yeah, I feel like they have
a ladder, and they say, okay, we're pulling the ladders 1, 2, 3.
Yep.
But I want to see that.
Yeah.
There's always one. I go, I'm sure they don't climb up there.
Okay, so you know how Jeff loves like a special moment or clip or episode or whatever? Since we don't get to do the reunion, the live reunions anymore, maybe they could do like a half hour special at the end of a season, like a behind the scenes
right
thing. That would be a hell of more interesting than listening to all the players that were in the game at one point that they used to drag us through.
Yeah. Plus this challenge has been forever. I mean,
they talked about it tonight. It's a legendary challenge.
Yeah. And it seemed like a lot of people, I think a lot of people were afraid of the height this time.
Update. I think the power thing might be off, and because the camera is connected to my laptop. Anyway, sorry, keep talking.
Look at her solving the mystery.
Victoria says, was I the only one that wanted Hunter to fall while he was upside down? Like, we get it, sir. You rock.
I mean, like, I would have laughed.
Would that have beat the shoulder guy?
Oh, he'd be the new sling mat.
Sling mat, yeah. Would that be the new, because you're doing something stupid.
Something you don't need to do.
Because I'm sure that, I'm sure he'd at least break his collarbone. I mean, he would break something.
Well, I was waiting for Q to jump up. Woo!
The power surge, the surge protector thing had come out of the wall, and I didn't realize it until the end. Okay, I'm back. I can see you all on all the screens. Yay!
You said it was Venus that took you out, because you're about safe about Venus. And she went, no!
I called the gods.
Hi, DM and Elena. Long time no talk. I talked to Elena at 7:59 tonight.
That the second that he started hanging upside down on that thing, that Q was going to jump up and be like, Hunter made a mistake.
He's showing he's playing the game to win.
Q is just obviously threatened. And like, I think a psychiatrist would have a field day with him, right? Yes. Like, you know, one of a gazillion children. He gets so threatened when he's not like number one or whatever. And like, well, again, he's a great player. Like, he's a great player. He's not a great player. He's a great character on reality TV. And I think he would be absolutely Jamie, if he was in the Traitors and he was selected as a traitor, it would be insanity. Anyway,
amazing. Amazing.
Victoria says, I'm a therapist, which we know. That's right. I was dying laughing just for a second, but like, there's so much to unpack, right? And like last week and up until the moment of the hide and seek game, he was just this entire episode was Q being a sore loser over losing hide and seek. A child game, which let's again.
He's getting so upset about it, right? And like,
it's bad because they play it soft.
And it's so bizarre because like, you know, he has this whole perspective about people who aren't good players and that aren't here to play the game. And they're a threat because they don't want to be here. But then the second someone's good at hiding, like, they made a mistake. We got to get rid of them. They're playing too hard. It's well, hide and seek.
He was mad when they got back and people started talking about other stuff.
Yeah, he did not like
I'm
it.
I'm going, dude, I think we talked about it before. I don't think it's healthy to talk about the game 24/7.
No, sir. Just, yeah, he was not digging it. He has this thing. He's got that like winner's complex of thing. And I'm sure it probably stems from having that many siblings and what have you. But it's almost like if the attention isn't on him, like he doesn't know how to manage himself. Like, so when everybody's chatting and not talking about the game with him, that's a threat. When somebody's good at hiding, that's a threat. If someone can climb a tree, that's a threat. But if he's working with somebody and they're not playing as hard as he is, like that's
maybe be glad that your ally can climb a tree. Maybe they'll do that for you.
it seemed like, well, up until the fact when Hunter was going to go and tell try to do damage control.
Hunter won.
Yes. Yeah. But Hunter's working with him. It's like a solid.
Well, he knew like, Hunter was going to win. He was pissed about the rice.
He was.
No, but he was pissed before the rice because we had a lot of soliloquying about hide and seek.
It did go on for a long time.
I mean, a lot of don't get me wrong. I appreciated that we actually got something different tonight, but like there was so much there.
I like when Venus was saying, look at Maria putting sticks in her hair. She's playing the game.
First of all, again, I know that this was what I was saying when I got blacked out before for not you guys, but me. Venus is so beautiful and Kenzie is so beautiful. And I'm like so taken by their actual physical beauty every week. And I know that this is completely off topic, but like they are such beautiful women. Okay. Anyway, so Victoria said, going back to Q, I agree with everything you're all saying. He's always in survival mode, even when playing hide and seek. He lives off adrenaline.
Yes.
And being right.
An adrenaline junkie. You know, got to get the dopamine hits wherever you can. Like, yes, I was right again.
Yes.
I do love, though, like you were talking about when he sat down with Charlie and, you know, he's like, I need to replace a member of the six. Like, who do I pull in? And he's talking to Charlie. I love that.
I'm going
to
make you an offer. You can't refuse.
Yeah. And I love how, with how much scene stealing that Q is capable of having, you know, that he sits down with Charlie for 1 minute and Charlie just can take over that entire narrative and then be like, wait a minute. Am I what goes awry? this whole storytelling about how Q is going off the rails. And then Charlie's like, well, maybe it's me. Like, maybe I'm going to be the problem.
Well, he also said, am I being interviewed? I'm being interviewed. Yes. So, I don't think they realize that Charlie's playing a smart game. I think
certain people that have bothered to take Charlie seriously.
Like Maria.
Yeah. I mean, some, but that's why he's still in the game.
Yep. Yeah.
No one's threatened by him, so he could be the winner of this game.
Somebody's gonna catch on at some point.
I don't know.
Fantastic when he was number two. Okay, so when you have a challenge like they had, and you have somebody like Hunter who just is a clean sweep, he's obviously won this. We already know he's a physical threat, but he's in really tight with Q. So maybe we can't get at him yet. So often the target goes to the person who was almost the winner in things, which would be Charlie. And Charlie's almost the winner a lot.
Yeah. But you're correct.
He does this like really great thing where he just, yes, he's camping it up and we all love it for the cameras, but it's saving his ass in the game. He makes a total mockery of himself.
Quotes Taylor Swift and everyone's like, oh, that guy.
Yeah. He's up there like goofing around and like making funny faces. And it's like, it's so. It's just him, but it seems so smart.
Okay, pick me for a second,
Colleen.
Okay, so I thought that it would be more than fitting if it would be like some invisible string, if you will, if Charlie won immunity on the week that Taylor Swift's new album comes out.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if you've been on social media lately.
Dropped it in the big league.
I have satellite.
But the Tortured Poets Department is trending everywhere, even if you don't care.
I have satellite radio, so I have heard the commercial.
Yes.
The Taylor's Channel.
Now that
my wife is now a Swiftie because she likes
Travis Kelce.
There you go.
She listens to your podcast every week.
I became a light Swiftie during COVID because I really, really remember two albums that she puts out. And I was like, oh, this is not that bad. Yep. But, you know, I still think it's eye-rolling the amount of ridiculously, like, you are 35 years old, lady. Like, God, we don't need stupid poetry in the middle of Los Angeles.
We got
and you
it.
Typing on a typewriter awkwardly. It's just cringe. Anyway,
we get it. We see you, Taylor. We see you.
I don't know. She's Carly worth a billion. She's worth over $1 billion. I don't know.
And she still charges insane amounts of money for her records and her concert tickets.
Well,
so.
Have you seen that? I mean, I saw the concert on whatever it was. Cindy was watching. I go, that's a lot of stage. There's a lot of people on that stage. I'm not saying it's.
You know, Zach and I watched the first half of the concert that's on Disney Plus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we stopped after All Too Well because that was like an hour and 40 minutes in, and there was still like 2 hours to go. And I was like, all right, Zach, this is a good place to stop it. We watched it, when Alex was with you for his birthday thing. Anyway.
I mean, it's a three-hour concert. I mean, you look at the stage, it's amazing. And then I was asking, I go, how does everybody come with the same color things?
Because they coordinate it. It's like a TikTok thing.
No, Chris said they get things handed to them.
Oh, and they come in because his daughter went, right?
And so, yeah, so it's automatic thing because you're supposed to turn them back in. Nobody does, but they go off. They stop working after an hour. Yeah.
So I was like, how do they all know it's
white now? It's all blue now.
They're like your table is ready disc.
Exactly.
You know? Like it'll work, but if you get too far from the building.
Plus she pays her employees well. I mean,
she's got a lot of money to do it.
I mean, I can't.
Okay. Yes. Anyway, back to the game.
Well, Taylor Swift is part of the game.
It takes over everything. Okay. Elena says, don't you think Q would rather quit than get voted out? Anytime 100. He feels threatened, he pulls this vote me BS.
Yep.
Yes. That's a good point.
Because it would probably drive him crazy that he got outplayed.
Yep. He doesn't want to go home as a loser. He's just going to go home because he was done. Because he wanted to be a hero and save someone else's game.
But I don't know if... Yeah, see, I think saving somebody else's game might be it. But like,
he didn't even get a vote.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, which you don't even talk about. Because all of that, and nobody freaking voted for him. And then he voted for Tevin anyway.
And I'm sorry, when they're all like in their little separate piles of people trying to figure out, and all of them are like, I don't even know what's going on. This is so confusing. And then it jumps over to Ben, you know, and he's like, this does not rock.
Oh, I know.
He's got to have some kind of rock.
He is a sticker.
I want Ben at Tribal Council so bad. The amount of analogies they could ask him to do, I mean... It would be great.
It was fun when everyone was voting going.
It was so great because we see live tribals all the time. That's nothing new. We've had that for years and they get up and they whisper and stuff. But this was literally groups of people having no idea what reality was anymore. Like the fact that so many votes lined up the way that they did at the end actually shocked me. It's like, oh, wow, okay, so they obviously did get their shit together before they went up there. But how do you go, I need everyone to vote for me, and not even get, like, one person, not even Tevin, who was the one making sense going, the man wants to go home, send him home. Like,
yeah, I'm not going to coddle him. I'm not playing his game.
I mean, to be fair, at some point, you have to be like, well...
Okay, bye.
It's not our game. Let somebody else blow their own game up.
What
would you guys have done in that situation? Would you have stuck with whatever the previous plan was like they did? Or would you have just been like, you know what? F it. Let's go Q.
It's one of those things like a Debbie type player. You don't know what they're going to do. How could you still be in his alliance with him?
Right.
I mean, Tiffany now knows that he was probably gunning for.
Oh my God, and that was so great too.
And she knows that he told.
Oh my God! Her
idol, and I thought she was going to go over and punch him. I mean, to me, that I don't know how he should have.
When she just was like, "How Kenzie, come here." She reminded me of like a mom calling like the dad over and being like, "Oh, honey, come here for a second. I got to tell you something about what a kid just did."
they're probably thinking that, "Oh, we should have voted him out last week."
Yep. Yeah. Yes.
I mean, there's no way you could keep him in your alliance.
Okay.
There's no way. He's too.
Let's get. But you know what? It was until tonight. Tonight. The tribal council, I think, was a game changer for Q, and not in the way that he hoped it would be. Like, I think people were willing to keep him around until it was time to, like, not have him around because he was so gung-ho on leading votes. And, you know, you want someone to do the dirty work. But, okay,
unless he fills this the way to get to final three, that he's no longer a threat because no one's going to vote for him. I mean, I don't know.
Okay.
There's a lot going up in that Q brain.
Let's get it thinks a lot all the time. Okay, let's get to some of the chat comments here. Victoria says, you know what I just thought about? Does Liz get credit for the vote or will everyone be discussing the Q drama? Liz can't catch a break, so she doesn't eat and no one cares about the blindside. I thought about that too and totally like forgot to bring it up. So yes, so Liz was the one that started this Tevin thing. And and now it's all, oh, poor Liz.
Yeah, yes. You know what?
She'll can't poop, it. And she can't get.
Yes. She can't poop, but she can't poop. No Flint, no poop, no problem. She is going to absolutely be able to say this is my move if she gets far enough. Like this is Liz we're talking about. She gets people to open the unopened emails.
I think she will too. Yes. But I also think Venus.
You just said out about your email.
Try. I think Venus will try.
Oh,
that is Venus, who Venus is. Venus
already thinks that she's like made all the moves in the game, and she's had. That's the thing, right? With last week, she made some moves, but they weren't. The moves that were made weren't due to Venus, even if the plan correlated with what Tevin was doing. So how do you debate that out? Well, you could sit there and have an argument with the other person when everyone says, well, who did this? And you find out who was persuaded by this person, who was persuaded by this person. Well, she just lost that thing. Like, she lost that challenge to be able to, like, stand up for what moves that she made against this whole thing with Tevin. But Liz coming in, Tevin would be able to bring the drama and the sass and all of that, but he thinks it's too funny. He thought it was too funny that she thinks she knows things. Liz, cool as a cucumber. So no matter what Venus says or thinks that she had control over, even if she did have control over it, I think Liz has the capability of completely flipping that on Venus.
It is where Tevin ruined his game because he was keeping quiet.
Yep.
And he just couldn't.
Well, and it was with.
Which
we
knew. We predicted last week that whoever took the credit was going to go the Emily route. And they did. And it's interesting because Venus really tried to take the credit and nobody takes you seriously. So they were just like,
No one listens to Venus. But that's the interesting part about the spin in this game. Tevin, it would have come at Tevin eventually, and I still firmly believe it would have worked against him without Liz in the situation.
Yeah.
But the second he started to own that game, it killed his game. His game because his own number one, or Liz considered they were number ones. She's the one like, he's gotta go. He's gotta go. Like you cannot. If you're gonna keep your game move quiet, you need to keep your game move quiet until you're the jury. If you're going to own the move, then you need to include other people in with you on the move to form protection around it. You can't stand out on your own.
Because Liz believes it was her.
Yes.
She said she wanted Soto gone the whole time. That's really not making a move. It's just saying you want to get rid of someone.
They're like the Spider-Man meme, just all pointing at each other.
Pointing at each other.
Exactly. But when Tevin started doing that, I go, ooh, bad.
Yep. Yep. But I think Liz is shrewd enough Because this is why I think that, because she gave us that monologue is, I've looked back at the last 15 days and I'm laughing at myself and how I played. I think she's going to hold it into her pocket because she knows I have to make a move. It wasn't just, I don't like this person, I'm getting them out. It is like, I have to make a move. I have to make my mark. I think that she can see the game down the road enough now where she can hold that in her pocket and use it at plus the best opportunity.
Plus it was the right move because Tevin is not only
totally was
social champ, he's smart.
He's smart. Whitney, he's a social threat. Yeah. Okay. Going back more to the chat, Gott says, I'm behind on watching. When I try to start liking the show again, they spend 4 minutes on the Q skirt. I didn't get four minutes on the Q skirt, but I did think the Q skirt thing was funny because it paid off in the challenge where they were telling Jeff about the Q skirt.
I think we wasted more time on Gott's tweet than his.
I think it's just like being an old man yelling at like Survivor Klaus.
Gott's got to go. He's got to go.
If he turns into the faces they all made while talking about the stupid hoodie was insane. And Lana said, I'm totally meh on the season. I'm somewhat meh on the season, but
It wasn't as good as last season.
Post Banu, it's gotten better. And tonight is fun to talk about and watch because it was just so unlike any other episode of Survivor we've ever watched. And I'm okay with that.
I feel like the people who are also Big Brother fans are loving this season because the chaos is so, like, this group of people is like, it's not just chaos for chaos sakes. It's like, they've been able to find a way to spin it to be funny. You know what I mean?
I got a problem here. Yeah, Elena's not playing the J game. She needs to go. She's not playing the J game. We're playing the J game here. I say God has to go. If you're against me, then you got to go. You're next.
Imagine going up there, and unless he's just giving good, you know, commentary to the cameras. Like, imagine being like, this is my game. Like, dude, my dude, have you ever watched the show before? Anyway, so Victoria says, I'm petty. I would have voted Maria to really get things spicy and wouldn't told a soul. That would have been amazing.
That'd have been fun.
I don't know who could have dropped that Maria vote, though.
Were you shocked that Tiff didn't play her idol?
Yes, because I kept saying, Tiff, just play it. Tiff, just play it. But I think she did trust Charlie enough to be like, no, you know, I do think that. But interesting. For her to not even get one vote, Q must be so mad.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't even vote for her, so.
Well, he's going to be part of the one next week.
And Sherry says, God, at least you missed the Banu drama. His whining was exhausting. It went on one episode. He didn't miss it. At least one and a half episodes.
He didn't miss it. He saw all of it. I got the
notes. I'm sure he did. Imagine when he says he's behind on watching, he just means he finished the episode that ended an hour ago right now.
Okay.
Yes, exactly.
Enough talk. I've already.
Does anybody want to talk about the Q skirt? Because I'm pretty sure that wearing your hoodie around your waist so that you can put things in the pocket is something that female runners discovered a long time ago.
People in general. I'm feeling like first grade was about the time I made that discovery.
It's called It's called being a kangaroo, isn't it?
It should be a K skirt.
Yeah.
Yep. Can we also talk about how we had it at Tribal?
Oh my God. That was actually the best that he had it at Tribal. Oh my God. That was pretty amazing. I'm not going to lie. So bonkers. Because again, he voted for Dan anyway. I don't understand.
I liked it at the challenge when Jeff made fun of Q for being out 20 seconds. And it was, who was it? Kenzie said, could you do it better, Jeff? Oh, I could last longer than 20 seconds.
Oh my God, that was so funny. You know, Jeff has really had fun with this cast. Have you guys noticed that?
Because
he plays into a lot of it. He talks trash with them. He leans into the Taylor Swift jokes.
That's the thing is, okay, we've talked about like old school Jeff before, right? Like he was an instigator. You'd go to Tribal and he'd say little like things that would instigate, you know, a move against somebody else and stir the pot. Even though
supposedly he didn't know what would happen.
Yeah, he didn't know what was going on.
Yeah, it was a complete surprise.
So now we're kind of getting that guy back a little bit when he's around the right people. But I think that these people are smart alecks and everybody wants to play, you know, like the competition that everyone said, like, this challenge is like, this is a survivor challenge. Like, we all know this one. We all want to have it. We all want to try it. Like, nobody wants to step out. So
I did like Charlie saying, okay, I'm willing to make a deal. How about two bags?
Yes. Yes. Using his teeth, trying to hold on in slow motion.
Okay. Can anybody though tell me, chat included, why do they keep mentioning Jelinski? Like, did he really have that much effect on everybody?
I think it's just like a running joke now, don't you think?
I think because he said something really stupid, right? And what happens when someone says something stupid? No matter who you are,
you just can't let it go.
You just can't let it go, and it's just like you're on the. I mean, remember that this has been this has been like 3 months, but it's only been like a week and a half for them. So
that's
it's fresh
true.
In their,
yeah,
fresh in their mind that this guy said
it's been almost
you know, several. Jeff, it's seven.
It was last weekend.
Yeah.
Good for that dude, though, because you know, not many first votes get remembered.
I had completely forgot it. I mean, I keep forgetting his name, but it's just like. But he back.
Look at him all together.
He'll be back. He will be back because of this.
I have a feeling he might be too, but I'm kind of bummed that he's not going to be at like the reunion show since it's, you know, done afterward.
Right.
That we can't be like, so Jelinski, how do you feel that your episode several thing is living on in infamy?
Does he get what's the girl that gives bonuses? The
Sia.
Oh, Sia.
Does he get something because he's so, come on, he's got to get something.
He's a legend.
Elena, is he this season's avatar? It doesn't say much.
Listen,
wow, he really doesn't like this.
He's like 7 foot tall. He had all that hair, deep booming voice, wingspan of 15 feet.
Terrible player.
Wingspan of 15 feet.
He's throwing that hourglass across the beach.
Which glasses all over the... You don't throw glass on the beach.
Like, I have to admit, it's kind of legendary at this point. Like,
oh, my God.
Okay. We both voted to quit. So.
Yeah. Sherry says...
But I'm not a quitter.
The pot definitely stirred up at Tribal Council. It's going to hit the fan when they get back in camp. All the secrets got spilled. It should be an interesting week. Yeah, they all got spilled, especially about Tiffany's idol. I don't think Tiffany's going to take that laying down.
I am just loving the idea of Tiffany watching Q walk by. You know, like, I know we're going to get shots of her just watching.
Oh, I don't think we are. Oh. I think she's just going to go out there and like,
I love it.
Did you see Soda's look? My idol? Did you see Soda's look when he walked up to vote?
No, I missed that.
Oh, it's class. She went like this.
Okay, I'll go back and watch.
Because she has the best, he has the best look, and her look was like, "You're an idiot." That was basically, "You're an idiot." How am I sitting over here? How am I sitting over here? You're up there saying, "Vote me out," and I got voted out last week.
He's a he's an interesting player, and I have a feeling that if they ever did a returning player season, I think he would be back. Q, I do.
He's like a Troyzan or a coach or like,
yes. He's a coach, Troyzan, Philip Shepherd hybrid.
Yes.
All three of them in one.
Come on. He's better than Philip Shepherd.
He's much better than Philip Shepherd.
I mean, they gave Rob the perfect group to be around win. You're not going to lose this time unless you break your leg, Rob. You're not going to lose. We're going to give
just
you idols.
And you've got it.
We're going to give you people that just are stupid and don't know how to play the game.
Victoria says, if Q wins immunity next week, that would be legendary. Oh, my God. That would be legendary because I think that nobody would know what to do themselves. Who would go home?
Well, the challenge is hide and go seek next week. That's the challenge. He knew.
That sounds great.
Q's favorite movie is Game Night. You guys have ever watched Game Night with Jason Bateman? And it's the movie's hilarious.
Yes.
That's Jay's favorite movie?
No. I just, with Jason Bateman.
Oh, I thought you said that was Jay's favorite movie.
No, did I say that? Because I didn't mean that if I said
I'm
that.
I'm sorry.
No.
me twice tonight where I just said something to say something, but no.
Okay.
You guys missed it before we started. I don't even know. But I do want, okay, chat, when we get up to tally the votes, I'm going to ask you all to tell me who you think should win or is going to, should slash going to win. So you're going to say, like, you know, should win, like, Charlie slash going to win Kenzie or whatever, you know? I want to know who you think. Or you could be like Kenzie. But you have that assignment. You probably have approximately 5 minutes.
That's my new, band name, by the way.
What was it?
Kenzie.
It's a great name.
Kenzie. There's a lot of people that could, I think, could win this game right now.
Please don't say Liz.
Yeah.
You know what?
It could be Liz, though. She's very calm and collected. Yeah. Like, she's the most put-together mom.
No, okay, I have an ego.
I have a sneaking suspicion that Liz might end up being like Jennifer Jason Leigh in, like, The Hateful Eight. You know, like she's just sitting back.
She's starting to look like her. Just saying.
I think you're right, and that's like the place to be in, right? Like, you might not get the most screen time, but you might get pretty close to $1 million.
You're gonna get to smash $1 million. I don't need it. I'm just saying.
Everyone else is taking each other out. Yeah. Okay. Any thoughts about this episode?
They're like twins. Now that I think of it, good point, Jamie.
They have some eerie similarities.
Yeah. Just need that big coat.
Out on the island, the big.
If we see Kurt Russell and Samuel Jackson come on the scene, then we know.
Get that papaya away from me.
Get that mother effing papaya out my mother.
I can't eat that.
Oh, hey, one more thing with the challenge. What did you think about, like, how great Devin was with the bird thing? Because that, I wrote that down. That's how tickled I was by it. Whatever. That was so fun.
Who thought he was really going to win, though? I mean, at that point, I said, oh, okay, I'm going to break the record, Jeff.
Slide. Oh, my God. Okay. Let's take a quick break because I'm sure there's plenty to be discussed when we come back, but let's do that. What?
The Hateful
Eight. Oh, okay. You're muttering to yourself. I thought you were reading a comment.
I'm sorry. I can't get that image out of my head.
Okay. All right. Well, let's take a quick break. We'll come right back. We'll do some feedback and we'll finish this discussion. You're going to make noises. Okay. I think we're back. We've got an email from Mandy, so let me get started on that.
Mandy! See, Victoria, Mandy says, I don't have to sing your song anymore.
No, you still sing it because she's here. You sing with more fanfare. Victoria! Victoria!
You know you got the answer, Victoria. Okay.
Mandy
says, you got no email, Victoria.
Mandy says something that Liz has not said yet this game. First, of course, I remember poop in the ocean. I even remember what street I was driving on when the girls and I heard you sing it for the first time. Okay, I have made it. I am done. I'm quitting, everyone. Yes. Somebody remembers me singing a parody song about poop. I'm out. Goodbye. No, I'm just kidding.
I don't think it's right to talk about poop that way.
Aww. Poop is sacred. Sure. Yeah, you Secret Agent Joe would have said the same thing.
That's right. We gotta poop!
Look, okay, pooping is hard.
Especially when you get older.
It's like, exactly. Or when you're dehydrated and not eating a lot. Okay, Mandy continues, was that theater?
Elvis. Okay, go ahead.
Mandy continues, was that theater? That may have been the worst of the live tribal whispering. You asked who the other Venus vote besides Tevin was. It was Hunter. I didn't see that. I really thought Charlie would have tried again. I thought that it would have been Q. Because when I didn't see a Tiffany vote, I thought, okay, well, maybe he's going with Hunter. But again, why after all that would he vote Tevin? Like, what is the... Therapist, tell me, what is... I don't understand what the mindset behind that is. We need Tevin, we need Q to get voted out next week so we can all ask him collectively.
Yeah,
I don't think he'll remember.
We need the exit interview.
Like,
you know, Mike Bloom's like going, can't wait.
Yes. First of all, love the skirt.
Dude, I want Jeff to wear a Q skirt to the challenge next week. How yes. freaking hilarious if he just did, because he seems like he is poking, like playing with, you know, how funny would that be?
Only if it has a sponsor attached to it.
Yeah.
It will. Brought to you by the letter Q.
No, the Applebee's, the Applebee's Q skirt.
The Applebee's yes. Outback Q skirt. Brought to you by Margaritas.
Applebee's is my favorite restaurant.
Okay.
Someone actually said that. I can't remember who it was, but
yes, it was.
She wanted a coat.
A coat.
She wanted a jacket from someone. She wanted a jacket from someone, and the person wouldn't give her the jacket because she was cold.
Oh, what's her name? with the woman that was the God, what was her name? She was like the CEO, right? She had the long braids, and then somebody else. Cold. She got the jacket, but then somebody else was wearing her jacket to Tribal for the rest of the season. I want to say her name was Natalie, but I don't think her name was Natalie, and I feel really bad that I can't remember it.
I can't.
She was like an executive of a company. She was in the Millennials. Was it Millennials Gen X, or was it the?
You think she could afford a jacket?
Or was it the Heroes, Hustlers, whatever?
I don't know. I'm sorry I brought it up.
I liked her, though, and wanted her to go far. She reminded me of my aunt. She'd remind
me
of
a jacket.
Angelina's? Was it Angelina?
No, she
wanted Natalie's jacket, though, right?
That's what I'm thinking of. The woman I'm thinking of must have been Natalie. And it must have been Angelina with a jacket.
Your jacket?
Natalie Cole. Elena just texted me. It's on my watch. Natalie Cole.
Why couldn't you just put it in the chat, Elena?
Because she said she can't chat responsibly.
Oh, okay. We're not grading you. We're not grading your responses in the chat.
But yes, Angelina wanted the jacket. So then after Natalie got voted out, Angelina took the jacket. Yeah. That's.
Psych. You ain't getting no jacket.
No jacket for you. Well, I mean, it's better than telling all of your tribe mates that they can eat worms and slugs.
Yeah, that's true. Mm. Protein.
Tevin's goodbye. Tevin's goodbye was y'all can eat worms and slugs.
We love you, Tevin. We love you. No, you don't. More, you voted me out.
I expected more of a hair flip from Tevin, but you know, I'll accept. Yeah,
I thought he handled it pretty well because that was a pretty good blindside. And I mean, at first I wouldn't have been blindsided, but after Q did his little thing, I go, "Wow, we're still voting for Tevin."
Right, yep. That was the thing, right? And then once we had the first vote for Venus, I was like, "Oh, she's not going home."
Yep.
The Venus look.
No, you're missing an eye roll. She rolled her eyes at the exact same time she was doing that.
I can't do that because it makes me dizzy.
She has an eye roll that rivals Tevin's hair flip.
She sure does.
You know, Tevin, let's face it, I don't know what he's been in, but he's a great actor because
he's awesome.
He kept his composure the whole time during
Yes. I would love to see Tevin come back. Okay, let's move on to the tally of the votes. And this is where you guys have to tell us in the chat, who do you think is going to win versus who should win?
I know who got a point this week.
You did. You got a point this week. Okay, going real quick, and I don't have it on the screen. We all had Tevin as being pre-merged, so nobody got a point for that. Also, Jack, when Shandy and Jamie and I did the bonus show last week, we realized that we never looked at the Tim vote. We just looked at the Soda vote, I think. And you got a point.
That's what I thought.
You did get a point last week. So we put it in gray. It's the ghost vote.
Ghost
vote. Let's see if I remember.
So you got two points.
Last week.
So I'm running away with this thing. It's me.
You are. So four. So that would be, you're at 9 right now.
Jesus.
With Tevin, and then Jamie and I.
Why don't you guys just toss in the towel? It's over.
It's no. almost to that point. You're sweeping it away. We'll see.
We'll see. Jack and I both have Maria. I don't think any of our winners pick from the beginning of the season are going to win, by the way.
Didn't I pick? I thought I lost my winner's pick right away, didn't I?
You did not.
I did not. Oh, okay.
You did not. Sherry says, after tonight, who can even guess who's going to get the vote? Kenzie or Hunter should win.
Did Wise we ask? Words have never been spoken.
I did. I've asked.
Oh, I didn't know they were supposed to do it yet.
No, now. I said now.
So. I could see Kenzie or Hunter winning it.
I think they'll take Hunter out before he gets too close. I could see Hunter being that vote that goes at it like 6 or 7. No, because
he'll be on the brink of being voted out, and Q will say, vote me out.
No, Q has it out for him.
After Hunter?
For everybody.
Well, yeah, because he climbed a tree. He was hiding in plain sight too damn well.
And he wouldn't come down after the game was over.
He should team up with Venus. I'm just saying.
He should. I feel like they're the only two that could really like see each other, you know, like eye to eye in the way that they're thinking and want to play. Let's see.
Okay, well, who do you think is going home?
Who knows?
I know, right?
So
Victoria says her final four best and Eddie is Charlie, Ben, Venus, and Maria. Interesting.
I like it.
I can see. I can see
Venus being the goat because, well, Q's playing a new game. You don't bring the goat. Yes, you do, Q.
Yes, you do, Q. I mean, I get it. Somebody like Q is like really overstimulated by competition.
He's the coach. Remember the coach?
I can see Kenzie making it.
You're
too.
A warrior. Yep. You bring the best players. No, you're playing for $1 million. You bring the worst players.
But that's just their personality. So I could see that. But also after tonight, I also got serious no vote finalist vibes from Ben.
Yeah. Yes. I love Mike Bloom posted a tweet with him hiding, you know, like where you can just see the back of his shirt, like where it's green and it says,
oh my God, he did such a great job. Like,
did you see this tweet, Colleen?
I saw there were several people that had tweeted the photo of him.
All like camouflage.
Such a great job hiding. But
Mike says, PETA Malark in the 74th Hunger Games.
I didn't see that tweet.
Yeah, you're never, Ben, where do you find that green piece?
I don't know. I think he made like it out of a poncho
or somebody had it. Yeah.
Was it another Q vest or whatever?
Q it was like a Q skirt? He's wearing his Q skirt. How but weird wearing a skirt.
No, he's
like
wearing
a
Ben. No, he's not wearing a Q skirt. He's wearing a Ben blanket.
Ben there blanket. Oh, I like that. Yes. The double B.
The double B's.
I got the double B. I can see that.
But actually, you know, this does remind me before we do that. What? So everybody failed Q's hide and seek test. So what was the winning strategy for his hide and seek game?
Just being Q. That's it.
Seriously, at the point that he kept like crapping all over everybody's like hide and seek style, I was like, okay, well, dude, what is it? What do you?
I gotta be honest. If someone's telling me to play hide and seek on an island in Survivor where I'm sitting around doing nothing all day long, I think it's just a game. That's all I'm thinking. It's just a game.
I'm thinking that too.
But Venus and Q, I give Venus credit for her thinking. Okay, this person, she was, I wouldn't, if you would have said something, she's smarter than we give her credit for.
She is pretty smart.
She's, like, just, she's a bee, but she's smart. She's just smart. Abrupt on her, she's probably used, when she walks in, they go, are you guys done?
Yeah.
Yes. It's time to go. Yes.
Yep.
Make a decision. Let's go. I'm like, going, just... that's one way. And then I was 100%, why don't we just vote her out?
Yeah, she's just I think so much of like the problem that some of the players like kind of have with Venus. It's sort of like Kenzie even said, like, you know, like no one really likes working with Venus.
I think that's it. Like nobody likes, so it's her social game, her smart.
Yeah,
game.
I think it's exactly it. I just think because she wears, it sounds silly, but she wears her eye rolls on her sleeve, you know, like. Yeah.
So, I think also
so does my 6-year-old. Cool.
It's also, you know, when you're younger, you need to know your place, right?
Yep. Yep.
Even though there's not a lot of really old people in Survivor anymore.
Well, there's a hierarchy.
We should bring back
every
old
social
people.
Unit. Yeah.
We should bring back old people in Survivor.
I agree.
I think they should.
Yeah. But you know something? This week just shows that young people can be constipated too.
That's a universal problem.
Okay, guys, pick who you think is going home next week. We need to land this plane. It's almost 11 and Colleen has a bedtime.
See, Liz can't poop, so she's still in the game. I don't think it'll be Q. I don't think it'll be Liz.
I kind of feel like I want to say Q, but that'd be such an easy vote that
I don't think it'd be Q because I think right now people are looking at him like, okay, this guy can't win. I mean, I think we are getting to the point where people are going to take people to go in the game that can't win.
Yep.
Could it be Hunter if he doesn't play his idol?
Possibly. I want to point out that there are, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 episodes left. But we also still have, and, you know, ignore the people here.
Yeah, I got
and last week. Tiffany has an idol.
I'm going with Victoria. We're going to be on the same page. I'm going Hunter.
Okay.
It's the logical choice. I mean, at this point, you got to start getting rid of people you can't beat.
Right.
You have to. And yeah. Hunter is, I mean, he's a challenge beast. So he doesn't win. He would be the one. And you just make him think he's safe. Of course, who knows with this group? This group can't keep a secret to save their life.
And I don't know.
It's kind of delicious television, though. It's not like watching Lost, in which there were so many secrets that they could have gotten off the damn island seasons earlier.
Yeah, but that would ruin the episode. Charlie, I think Charlie will lead the way to get Hunter off. I think he knows he's his main threat right now.
All right. I'm mostly with you on the Hunter thing, but just to shift it, I would feel like they were going after Hunter because they wanted to cohesively remove Q and Hunter, and Hunter is more of an obvious person to remove. But since you picked him, I'm going to go with Q.
Okay. Because Q has no more power in this game.
That's
right?
Just it. Q doesn't have any power. Tiffany has Kenzie. Charlie has Maria.
And I think Tiffany is going to be out for blood, which I want too.
Tiffany's going to come after.
Who has his six?
There's no. Yeah. That would be delicious if sure the other does. Five members of the six came together to vote you out. Only because he was the one that was so gung-ho.
Yep. Yep.
He's so fascinating. Imagine the thing person is that casted him. They must get a bonus, right?
Can we say, too?
Bonus.
He put this on
Quonus,
with two other people that weren't even in his tribe. He came with the six and two other people weren't in his tribe.
I know. Yep.
Which was a great move, and he completely blew it up.
I've been thinking about this, like, six alliance, like, you know, the plus one alliance or whatever. I think that is fascinating, ingenious, and I do wish that we could see some group make it work some season, because it would be absolutely fascinating if they could just keep it secret, but it's hard. It's difficult.
You can't have a group of six. It has to be no more than a group of four. You can't keep six people because, again, someone realizes, oh, wait, I'm number six.
You can get to six and then or get to seven or eight and make your move.
But once you realize you're number six, you know that you're, you know, irrelevant and you could be voted off at any time. So I think four is the max you should go with.
Three
would be perfect because you can always bring people in saying, hey, you know, we got this alliance of four or five and, you know, it's only three.
Yeah, I agree. Having an uneven number would make it more desirable for somebody else to come in and vote with you, at least during that voting block.
Mm-hmm. You lost Tim, you don't need another one. You don't need anybody else. You got five with 10 people left, right? Yeah.
The only problem is because they had already included Maria in it. They had to have something to even her knowledge out. Like
That's true. Again,
they had to give her Charlie to keep her quiet, I think.
I think she would have been fine. I don't think she wasn't aligned with Tim. Of course, I guess they didn't know it. But she didn't even know.
She's the only one that knew.
Yeah, for, she didn't, for the rest of them, it was the six. For Maria, it was the surprise alliance. Surprise, we're in the alliance.
If I'm on the island, I keep it three or four. Now, yeah. I would tell people,
The alliance of eight.
I'm with you. The alliance of four, I'm with you. The alliance of three, I'm with you. But no. Right.
Okay, so I am also going to go with Hunter because I was thinking about what you said, and I do think that even though Q has no power, we did see a whole lot of Q talking about how he wanted to get rid of Hunter this week, and I could see other people getting on board just to eliminate a threat.
Yep, getting that out.
But I think we could all agree that Q is like Cass, 0% chance of winning the game.
I feel like it's
the only correct answer here is yes.
It's almost like Hunter would have been better off losing the challenge.
The one thing is, though, does anybody know that Hunter has an idol other than Hunter?
No.
Hunter's the only one that knows.
He didn't even tell Q.
No.
Yeah.
He's smart.
Delicious. If Q finds out, he's going to be so pissed.
Yeah. Well,
vote me out. I didn't know he had an idol.
Send me home. That spot belongs to somebody else.
You know you're not going home. Just saying.
So just to wrap it up here. If Q goes home, Jack had merge, Jimmy had final three, and I had pre-merge, so Jack would get the point for Q, which he'll eventually probably will. And if Hunter goes out, Jack had him as final three, Jamie and I had him merge. So we really have a strong, strong interest.
All right. I'm a root against myself.
But all right. On that note, thank you all for watching and listening and all that stuff. Thank you to the patrons, especially the ones that contribute at a certain level. And that'd be Eckhart Rickner, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with a Plan, and Ed the Creepy Poopy Head Mailman. Thank you guys so much. If you haven't already checked it out, patrons, Jamie and Shandy and I did a bonus show last week, which is on the feed, where we talked about what we thought about. Yeah, you were not invited. You weren't. I know. If you cared, I would have invited you. I
know. No, you wouldn't. This doesn't rock.
Yeah, this doesn't rock. You know, it does rock. Feedback rocks. If you're listening to this and you can't make it live with us approximately 15 minutes after the show ends, send us an email with your feedback. Victoria used to do it. Mandy does it.
Victoria doesn't do it anymore. She says, screw it.
Because she's here.
All the cool kids are doing it.
She's here. We like that
I get she's here, but she's just sitting there. She can send an email while she's sitting there. Am I asking too much?
SurvivorJJC@gmail.com. Okay. On that note, everyone, thanks again. We'll talk to you next week.
Wait. 1 second. On a serious note, we do have a listener who's going in for major surgery next week.
Oh.
If you're someone who does pray and all that stuff, your prayers would be helpful. He goes by Jackson Glatfelter he's usually on the Survivor thing, and he's usually on the Ramblecast and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So he is going for major surgery next week. So keep your thoughts with him and all that fun stuff.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Lots of love and positive mojo.
Absolutely. Yes. All the good vibes and prayers, if you believe in that, and all that stuff. Absolutely. Yes. Best of luck. And we hope that, all goes well.
And then you all send us feedback.
No, yeah. I mean, if he wants
to. He will.
Oh, he's watching. He said, thank you.
In the chat.
Yay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Yes. I hope everything goes well. Okay. On that note, we'll talk to everybody next week. And Jackson, we hope everything goes well and that we talk to you in a couple of weeks. So,
yes.
All right. On that note, everyone, thanks again. And we'll talk to you next week. My name is Colleen.
I'm Jamie.
I quit.
But not
just
really.
Vote me out.
But not really.
No, vote me out. I mean it.
All right.
I said
out.
Too much today.
I'm still writing Jamie's name down. Bye.